This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, June 20th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, hard landing. Talking about the economy. That's what analysts now see as they are increasingly convinced that we have, in fact, entered a recession. This follows the Federal Reserve Bank's largest rate increase since 1994, last week Wednesday, increasing their interest rate to member banks by 75 basis points, up to a range of 1.5 to 1.75%. According to Yahoo, Wells Fargo and Company now forecasts a mild recession starting in mid-2023 as inflation becomes more entrenched in the economy. Moody's Analytics says the chances of a soft landing are lower. But again, more and more analysts are convinced we're already in the early stages of a recession. U.S. retail sales fell for the first time in May as higher prices start to hit our pocketbooks and wallets. A key source of U.S. economic growth, of course, is consumer spending. But when you add that slowing growth combined with weakening home sales and declines in wages, thanks to inflation, this would mean that monetary tightening announced last week by the Fed is already hitting us hard. And one more bit of data to add. We've now gone through 11 out of the last 12 weeks with a downward trend in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 11 out of 12 weeks with the Dow trending down. This has never happened before. Never happened before. The Great Depression of 1929 began with 10 out of 11 down weeks. We, this last week, hit 11 out of 12. Topic number 4, baby formula. The company at the center of the ongoing infant formula shortage, Abbott, has once again stopped production at its plant in Sturgis, Michigan, after severe storms caused flooding inside the facility. According to a statement from the company, production and distribution will be delayed for a few weeks. This comes less than 2 weeks after the plant restarted after a months-long shutdown over contaminated equipment combined with a slow response from the Biden administration. This plant is one of only three in the entire country that manufactures baby formula. It was closed in February over a suspected bacterial contamination case due to improperly maintained drying equipment. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf said last Wednesday that Abbott's CEO told him he wants the plant up and running again as quickly as possible. As compared to what? Leaving it go for a few more months? How did our ancestors get by without baby formula? That might be a good secret to bring back right about now. Topic number 3, pro-abortion violence. Violence and threats against pro-life movement have increased in recent weeks as the Supreme Court draws near to issuing its opinion in a landmark abortion case. This is the case that may end in the overturning of the landmark Roe v. Wade case. You probably heard that an alleged assassin who targeted conservative Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh generated headlines last week after police said they arrested an armed man near his home. But attacks against crisis pregnancy centers, some of them faith-based, have risen steadily since the draft of the opinion was leaked. This is the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case out of Mississippi. The Washington Examiner reviewed recent incidents of arson, vandalism, or both at 13 anti-abortion centers across the country. Police investigating an alleged arson at a crisis pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York last week after a fire destroyed much of a Christian pregnancy center. An extreme pro-abortion group known as Jane's Revenge has seemingly claimed responsibility for a number of these incidents. In Washington, D.C., a crisis pregnancy center near the U.S. Capitol was hit with vandalism that included red paint splashed on its door resembling blood and the spray-painted message, "Jane Says Revenge." But the corporate media is spending very little airtime in reporting on these incidents. Some of them left with messages like, if abortions aren't safe, neither are you. But this type of vandalism and violence and threatening behavior, threatening messages, doesn't fit with the corporate media's narrative, which is that the real threat to the homeland, white Christian nationalists. The irony here, of course, the truth of the matter is that it's not that we're scary. It's that our God is scary. And really, as color, race has nothing to do with this. It's that they find our Lord and Savior scary. And that's why there's so much anger and vitriol aimed at those who hope to prevent the sacrifice of more children to Molech. Topic number 2, your coffee maker is spying on you. The Internet of Things sounds like a wonderful thing, You can track anything and everything in real time, anywhere. Where did I lose those keys? Ah, yes, they're beeping at me from the corner over there. But it also means that other people know where you are and what you're doing almost all of the time. And American technology researchers say they've determined that a Chinese company is collecting data on the users of its smart coffee machines. Data collected at the point of operation from software embedded in the coffee maker. This is according to a report by Kite Data Labs based in North Carolina. Quote, we present data from a Chinese coffee machine manufacturer producing smart machines that collects data on a variety of subjects, including drink production, location, payment information, and other data. I'm not sure what kind of information the Chinese Communist Party will derive from that, but the point is this. China and other smart device manufacturers are collecting data on us all the time. And the Internet of Things is only making this data collection more omnipresent. The Internet of Things is making it impossible for us to have any kind of real privacy anymore, which is the goal of the globalists, the technocrats driving the globalist agenda. For them to control our lives, they need to measure and quantify everything so they can determine how much stuff we're allowed to have. Plus, it's also well known that many of these Internet of Things devices, these Internet-connected smart TVs, smart refrigerators, smart coffee makers, aren't really very secure and can give hackers access to your home network and information that's a lot more valuable than how much creamer you take with your morning coffee. Coming up, fact-checking the fact-checkers. That's next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, fact check false. USA Today, national newspaper owned by Gannett, removed 23 articles from its website after an internal investigation found that one of its reporters fabricated her sources. Breaking news reporter Gabriela Miranda fabricated sources, misappropriated quotes. News outlet USA Today confirmed this last Wednesday and thus removed nearly two dozen stories from its website. This followed an internal audit after receiving an external correction request on one of its published stories. This is inconvenient, to say the least, for social media fact checkers who often use USA Today as an authoritative source to debunk conservative news stories. This isn't the first time USA Today has been caught a little short in the truthiness department. USA Today was forced to delete a series of tweets, which critics said were tantamount to normalizing pedophilia after the newspaper cited science to assert that pedophilia was determined in the womb. The newspaper also blasted by critics after it fact-checked as true a claim that an official Trump 2020 t-shirt featured a Nazi symbol. Was not true, USA Today. Fact check, false. Last February, the news outlet published an op-ed piece which denounced Tom Brady, Super Bowl-winning quarterback, for refusing to walk back his previous support for Donald Trump and for happening to be white. Newspaper also had to fire their race and inclusion editor, Himal Haveri, after she falsely blamed the Boulder supermarket shooting on white people. Fact-checking is nothing more than another effort to drive a wedge between different groups of people here in the United States. And sadly, it keeps happening because we keep allowing it to happen. Just understand the fact checkers have a political agenda. Ignore them and move on. And remember, at the end of the day, as Christians, our goal is not to win the fights online. It is to make disciples of all nations. Preaching to myself here. Skywatch TV's Defender virtual conference, the unveiling, continues through mid-August. So you've missed out on a month's worth, but you still have plenty of time to take advantage of 24 presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Michael Lake, many others. Complete list of speakers is at the website for the conference, defenderconference.com. But you also get free access to 5 cutting-edge documentaries from Skywatch Films, including The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. It's about the UFO phenomenon. The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping expose of the occult significance or the occult symbolism, the prophetic significance of the occult symbolism in Washington, D.C., and the award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Watch them on your schedule whenever it's convenient for you, all for just $95. You get instant access in full HD, and you can sign up right now online at defenderconference.com. Our thank you for your gift of any amount during the month of June, the book Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox by Allie Henson. We depend on your support to do what we do, and it's never more clear to us that we need that support as it is during camping season at Whispering Ponies Ranch. That is our mission here at Skywatch TV, to finance that work, and you make it possible. So for your donation of any amount during the month of June, your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is our thank you. We will send you the groundbreaking book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, an important guide with some ideas on how to reach the younger generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. We got a couple of exciting tours that combine archaeology and the gospel and end times prophecy, which is linked to the gospel, of course. We'll be in Turkey this fall from October 18th through November 3rd. Sharon and I, alongside the author of the best-selling book, Israel Rising, Doug Hershey, founder of Ezra Adventures. His team is coordinating the conference, or rather, it'd be like a rolling conference through Turkey. And we will visit the cities of the churches of Revelation, Abraham's hometown. We'll visit the site where Christians were first called by that name, ancient Antioch, modern-day Antakya. And, of course, what archaeologists call the world's oldest temple, Göbekli Tepe. That and more. You get a complete look at the itinerary and a breakdown of cost, place to reserve your spot on this limited tour. Sign up now at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. And if you've never been to Israel, all the restrictions are now off as far as travel is concerned. And so we hope to see you in the Holy Land next March, March 18th through 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, as we take you from north to south and visit some sites that other tours just will not visit, like Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights, connected to the Cult of the Dead in a land, Bashan, that was it was a giant necropolis back in the ancient world. It was believed to be the entrance to the underworld, and it is covered with megalithic funerary monuments, megalithic tombs. We will visit those in the Golan Heights, but of course we'll also see the Sea of Galilee, Peter's hometown of Capernaum. We will go to Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat will share research that he details in his new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. He'll show us the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and burial tomb of Jesus, not the sites that are on the usual tours. They're on the Mount of Olives, and I will explain why the Mount of Olives is so prophetically significant. Of course, if you saw my presentation for the virtual conference, you have already got a pretty good idea. But this will be like a rolling conference through the Holy Land, and we hope you join us. SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com. What is going on with incoming asteroid Apophis? What does NASA know, and why is it prophetically significant? Josh Peck's documentary, Ragnarok, takes a look at that. Tom Horn sits in on the broadcast show about the documentary this week as we're in the middle of a four-week special series about Ragnarok. Don't miss these broadcasts. You'll find our over-the-air program posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll also find the schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now on your Roku or Apple TV. If you've got the Skywatch TV channel, it is free, no subscription required. All of our video content right on your big screen, and you can also download all of the programs right to your smartphone or tablet. Take us with you. Bypass the gatekeepers of big technology. And this is good for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire devices, phones or tablets. Some of those Amazon tablets now, the small ones, as cheap as $40. And we've got apps for all of those. You'll find the links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.